News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Jonathan in for Anton on this Tuesday morning. You'd be forgiven thinking that we were somewhat convulsed by the e-scooter issue, that we're forgetting good old-fashioned push bikes. But the front of the Irish Daily Mail this morning says the government is considering forcing cyclists to put registration plates on bicycles and wear high-vis vests and helmets as part of a major road safety clampdown. That's including a proposed e-scooter ban for under 18s. On the line, Ray Cunningham, who's a Dublin City Councillor for the Green Party, representing Ballyfermot Drimnagh. Good morning, Ray.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Whatever about e-scooters, how do you feel about registration plates and compulsory helmets and high-vis for bikes?
This is a complete nonsense story. And really, the minister is just trying to distract people from his own failures here. There have been 100 people killed on the roads this year, an increase on last year, and every year it's getting worse. And this minister is not tackling the real issues that are causing road deaths. And just to give you some examples, when Minister Kenny took office, there was a plan to reform the road safety organisation to give it more of a focus on road safety. And he binned that plan because it was too much work. There was a plan in place to introduce a default speed limit of 30 kilometres an hour in built-up areas, and he binned that plan as well. And okay. There was a report on his desk over a year ago to introduce red light traffic cameras in cities, and it's been sitting on his desk for over a year, and there's been no action on it.
We've actually installed those cameras, we're just not using them in many places. But can I put something to you, Ray? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with making cyclists have high-vis and helmets? Whatever, registration plates aside, high-vis and helmets sounds like a good idea to me.
The obsession with high-vis, to be honest, is really quite annoying, because cyclists are legally obliged to have a light at the front and light at the back. And if you have lights, then you don't need high-vis. If you have high-vis but you don't have lights, then you're in a worse position. And I see cyclists who have high-vis vests but no lights, because they keep hearing put on high-vis.
And yeah, but also if they didn't have the high-vis on, we'd knock them down because they're going round in the dark.
But they should be wearing lights. They should be carrying lights, and that's
yeah. Of course they should.
Already.
But they're not. They're not doing it.
So if they aren't carrying lights, where are they going to carry high-vis? Are you going to arrest somebody for not wearing a high-vis and not arrest them for not having lights? I mean, it's crazy. Tackle the real issues. People should have lights. That's already legally required. If you're going to enforce anything, enforce that.
How do you feel about compulsory helmets?
Well, the evidence from other countries is that if you make helmet wearing compulsory, then people just don't cycle as much. And because you're making it more difficult, and two, because you're telling people that cycling isn't safe. And really, there are a lot.
Falling off a bike isn't safe. If you fall off a bike and hit your head, it's not safe. Mm.
But the main thing that the main danger to cyclists is not falling off a bike; it's being hit by a car. And when and there have been surveys done just this year that say people want to cycle more, but they don't feel safe. And the reason they don't feel safe is because they don't have protected cycle lanes, and drivers are not giving them the space that they need. So, I mean, if people felt that wearing a helmet would make them safe, they would wear a helmet. But the thing that scares them on the roads is cars and trucks and not the helmet.
Ray Cunningham, is the real issue here that in the furore over e-scooters and e-bikes, which is a genuine thing because they can go up to 35 kilometres or more, people who use them can be a little more reckless than a push bike owner. Is there a risk that bikes get caught up and conflated in this?
Yeah, and I mean, e-scooters, the similarity with e-scooters is that there are already existing laws that aren't being enforced. If you talk about making people wear high-vis when they're not carrying lights, there are already laws that say you can't go on an e-scooter if you're under 16, you can't go over 20 kilometres an hour on an e-scooter, you can't go on paths if you're on an e-scooter. So I think the idea is that the idea that, you know, you can't enforce a ban on under 16s, but you can enforce a ban on under 18s, that's just crazy. That's nonsense. So Really, I think that, as I said at the start, I think a lot of this is a
Okay.
distraction from the real issue that is killing people on roads. 100 people dead on the roads this year, and it's not because of e-scooters, it's not because of bikes, it's because we have failed to make
All
real
right.
changes to road safety in Ireland.
Ray Cunningham, Green Party councillor for Ballyferma Trimna. Thank you for that. How do you feel about it if you're getting ready to cycle to work? No one's cycling to school at the moment, but kids will be. The idea of registering a push bike, I'm not sure that sits well with me, but let me know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.